All right, it's 1 o'clock, let's call the meeting to order. Has everyone had a chance to look at the agenda and any deletions or additions?
I have a couple of words, January 27th, update, complete with a pump requirement. Numbers, communications 9, municipal emergency coordinator Tobias regarding the budget 2025. And new business number 1, public works equipment, please, and I would like that in camera. If that's okay with council.
Can we have a mover for that?
Chair.
Seconder? All in favor?
Aye.
Has everyone had a chance, read the minutes? Can we have a mover for the minutes, please?
McDougal.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Payment of accounts. Can we have a mover for that one, please?
Chair.
Second, okay.
No, I got it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Shake this off, your foot looks this way.
We got a mover and a seconder for the 2 paychecks?
It's Derek.
It's Derek.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
No. Okay. Next one is public works. What did you have on that?
Okay, so everybody's got a copy of the sheet here, the yellow and everything like that. So we have because of the age of the pumps and that, they're 15 years, they're breaking down too often. Rebuild kits are required to frequent because the main plastics are warped and all that. So both these caustic soda pumps and that are about $6,000 for both pumps. Again, we have one quote and the other, so that's just quoting $1,000. So we want to stay on the positive side, so we're just looking for $8,000 for now, just to replace those 2 pumps and that, just to be on the safe side.
I have a resolution prepared.
Okay.
If council sees fit, whereas 2 caustic soda pumps are required at the water treatment plant, now therefore be it resolved that administration be hereby directed to purchase same at a cost not to exceed $8,000.
Correct. And I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Bylaw officer reports in your package. Okay. Reports of committees, 2 River Seniors Resource, council minutes of the 20th, and Wiggum Museum. Financial statements, all in your report. We'll go to verbal reports. Nothing for Councilor Sterk. Deputy Reeve Honke.
Two Rivers and both public works, and you just guys have copies of the minutes for that.
Councilor McDougall.
I had community futures last night, so there'll be copies of that in your next package. Just want to mention to everybody, there's a lot of money and looking to lend money to anyone, entrepreneurs, anyone with an idea. We didn't meet our target for 2024 for what we'd like to lend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, yeah, it's a great program. It's yeah.
Good.
If anyone knows anyone.
Would you like us to maybe see if we can get a quick blurb or something to put on our website, maybe possibly about that?
Wouldn't be a bad idea, yeah.
What about the newsletter?
We're coming out with it's kind of a talking points sheets for those of us who are on the committee. If we run into somebody or somebody asks us, so I'll make sure you get a copy of that. It could have
I'll just check to make sure I put out exactly what they would like to see, though. We won't do anything on our own without double checking, but we'll do something as well then.
Yeah, great, thanks.
Counselor Stitt?
Nothing for me.
Okay, myself, well, we had a museum meeting, and basically they're just starting to prepare for next year. They had a fairly successful 2024. Their old board is staying on for another year, and yeah, they're doing quite well. Also went to the health meeting in Bossier. The main concern there is, and it's the same concern for everywhere, is there's just no doctors and nurses. There's just a shortage, you know, and it's hard to find. And I think there's a couple more leaving Bossier now. It hasn't totally been confirmed, but I think it is. And yeah, those are the main things that's going on there. How do you attract doctors and things of that nature? But I was also, I wasn't told, it was Dr. Penner at that meeting stated that municipalities that are trying to stick in their own money to which surprised me, they made a comment, trying to get doctors in that, he said it's just money that's just not a good point because they're not staying around. So you're putting a lot of money into something the government's got to keep pushing and pushing and pushing to get doctors.
Are they not money driven? I mean, are people leaving, going somewhere else?
Doctors?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just
are
can't.
They going south?
Yeah, it's such a combination that I don't think they really know. They're going where it's warm, they're going to BC, but even there, when you say they're going to BC, they're all short in BC or Alberta, they're all short. So the real reason, I don't know.
Right.
But anyway, they have to keep working at it just like they're working at having all the nurses, aides, you know, all the schooling that they're doing is one going on in Bossier. That didn't happen because they never had enough people to register, so it was canceled. But there is a nurses program going on that starts, I think it started now in January, I think. So they're still trying, and that's about it. Go to communications. Number one, Boreal Shores Art Tour, request for 2025 grant.
They're asking for $1,000.
We didn't do that last year. We did 600.
Yeah, in 2017, you gave $1,000. There was no funds in 18, 19, 20, 21, or 22. You gave $800 in 2023 and $600 in 2024. I have a resolution for whatever you guys decide.
And last year we did 600?
Correct.
Do we have a motion?
We had years where we didn't do. What years
from
did we not do?
18, 19, 20, 21, and 22. You've done 2017, 2023, and 2024 is what I can find.
That might be COVID too?
Yeah, it's probably during that period. Yeah.
18 and 19, we're not COVID.
That word, we'll keep blaming you.
No, so previous council didn't, and this one kind of has.
Yeah. Did they have the art tours during COVID? I don't know.
Well, we do have
You're right, yeah.
Pardon?
We do have a lot of artists in our...
Oh, that's what we said last year. But we did. I'm just saying we did last year, it was 600 last year.
Yeah.
And that art tour thing, that's a big event. It brings people to all the communities, towns.
You guys good on a number?
They're asking for $1,000.
They ask every year.
They ask for $1,000, but I'm just saying last year we gave $600.
You gave halfway up five?
Well,
$600?
I'm okay with six again.
Do you want to move that for six?
Yes. I'll make the motion for six.
Seconder?
It's Derek.
All in favor?
Aye.
Duncan?
I preferred five, but I guess I'm in favor of six.
Okay, so the mover was
me.
Thank you.
Tim and Donna.
Just based on the number of people that are actually involved with it, we do have a lot of ratepayers.
Yeah.
Just starting to get hesitant this year with expenses.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a different year.
Number two, Manitoba Softball Hall of Fame. Request for support for ceremony to induct Don McDonald, Rob Wardrop, and Wendell Schakowsky.
I have a resolution prepared, but of course I had no clue if there was a donation that you would be looking at. If you were looking at an advertisement that they have many different items, that's why I put everything in your package. And they have dinner packages if you wanted to buy tables for dinner for them.
I thought maybe the business card size advertisement in there would be
just
the minimum, but it's
ones.
A presence and showing support for these people that have their accomplishments.
So instead of a donation, we're going to do a business card ad, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Kind of double, you know, I don't know if selfishly is the right word, but it advertises our community as well in that book they put out, so.
Well, I think we should recognize these.
And the recognition,
well,
so.
I think so. These three guys, so.
I'm not from the area, but is council, like, council knows these gentlemen?
Yes.
Yes.
Could I get a personal card and have council sign it as well and mail it to them?
Of course, yeah.
So I've got the resolution for the $100.
Okay. Number three, Fisheries and Ocean Canada species at risk in Manitoba. Presentation available. Do we want a presentation?
Walter, you're going to do the resolution.
Oh, we can do it.
No. I'll make the motion.
Seconder, Hall of Fame, $100.
Stood.
All in favor?
Aye.
No, I thought we just voted on Fisheries and Oceans Canada, Rhea, Arquitect Species at Risk in Manitoba. Rhea, presentation available? Do we want a presentation?
Is it a Zoom meeting? Did I see him there?
I think there is.
I just, we have a rep for the Shiner here, don't we?
Yeah, I am.
You guys are?
Well, this is what it's the question is, do we want a new presentation is available?
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll ensure that both of you gentlemen have the information. How about that?
That's fine.
Yeah, they've got a Teams meeting here.
They do. When is it?
They've got the meeting ID.
January 28th, which is today at 1:30.
We're late.
We're late, sorry. Guess we're late.
Well, unless we're done earlier and you guys want to take it in, I can hook you up. How about that?
Okay, let's move on to number four. Ronald McDonald House request for a 2025 grant.
In 2024, you provided $500.
Yeah. Well, you know, personally, I don't know much about it, but I do know that if someone has a problem with their child or something and they have to go into Winnipeg, they do have a place to stay if we sponsor a little bit. I don't know. What did we do before? 500?
500.
In 2024.
Yeah.
Jeez, if one person used it, it'd be just
worth it. What's that? I didn't hear that.
It's almost like buying insurance,
you know,
and feeling good about it if a ratepayer uses it.
Well, I'm definitely
I would make
the same amount?
The same amount.
As last year?
Yeah.
So whereas Ronald McDonald House Charities has requested a 2025 donation, now therefore be it resolved, the council does hereby approve the request in the amount of $500.
Moved by Duncan. Second. Tim, everyone in favor? Carried. Number five, Manitoba Property Tax Services, Rhea, 2026 Board of Revision date will be, is that 2026?
You betcha.
Yeah.
Okay, October 7th, 2025 at 10 a.m. I have a resolution for that.
You betcha.
I'll move that.
Seconder? All in favor?
Aye.
Number six, RCMP Sergeant Myers, quarterly police report. That's in your package. Didn't change much. It actually came down a little bit from last year. A couple. That's It's another thing that the province is short on. They're looking for police for Saskatchewan and Manitoba. Number seven, Manitoba River Watershed District, we have presentation resolution.
Whereas a new watershed district is being proposed, being the Winnipeg River Watershed District, now therefore be it resolved that council is hereby authorized to attend meetings in this regard, and be it further resolved that they be reimbursed as per municipal bylaws.
Okay, I like the way this is authorized to attend meetings in this regard. For now.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine. Do we have a mover for that? Seconder? All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Number eight, Rogers Communication Incorporated, proposed telecommunications facility in southeast quarter 32-10-12 EPM.
That was just a notice that was actually over and above their requirements they were sharing with
you. Did I miss one? No. What's that?
You were just, oh, that's, they did that as more information than required. They're providing you additional information.
They're not looking for a A or an A from us.
No.
Just sharing.
You guys know where it is?
Is there anything
with
the Bell one that was supposed to happen in some
sisters?
No,
that's the one that I got back recently that they just said, no, there's no plans at all for Bell.
But if this comes to fruition, they'll be putting a tower in Elma.
Yeah.
Rogers will.
Yeah.
This is a good thing.
It's a great thing.
It's a great thing. It'll cover a big area.
I can't see anyone being opposed to it.
No.
That's pretty close to where that hydro station is.
That's right.
It is. Close to the hydro station.
Yeah, that's perfect. Okay, and number nine, Municipal Emergency Coordinator Tobias, via budget 2025. You can see the budget is a good job. It's, these days are pretty tough to come in flat. They did a good job of coming in flat.
She had a question there.
Sure.
She had?
She did.
Well, what it is, it's because like her budget's staying like this, more or less the same, but because we don't have a big expense this year in one area, that's why she's asking if those funds can be to upgrade the laptops this year.
Okay, so does she need a resolution?
No.
I just have a resolution approving the whole budget if council sees
fit, all
and then it's...
They have the funding for that.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's fine. But just asking, thank you.
Yeah, but if you're okay with it, then.
Yeah, I'm good. I'll make a motion.
Seconder. All in favor?
Aye.
Number, unfinished business, number one, Lagoon, borrowing bylaw. That's tabled, it's ongoing.
Okay, as per, I have one question to go back to that last one, why I was asking. So that's one, as per our policy, shouldn't she get another one at least?
Laptop?
No.
I don't know what you're asking.
Procurement policy.
Procurement policy. Shouldn't we get another tender?
She has more than one. She just went with the gentleman that gave her the best price.
Okay. Well, as long as she has more than one, that's fine. Thank you. Just asking.
Number two, Waterland South of Elma with project participants, Manitoba Water Services Board and Rural Municipality Reynolds. To extend to Prouder, that's tabled. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We will go to new business, and that's public works equipment. We're going in camera for that. So, can we have a mover to come to go into camera? Seconder?
McDougall.
All in favor?
Aye.
Now we're back into regular meeting of council.
Want me to read it? All right. Whereas quotes were requested for a 5-year term leasing of a grader, and whereas quotes were received from Brandt Tractor and Tormont Cat, now therefore be it resolved that the municipality will move forward with negotiating into an agreement.
Mover?
I'm mover for that.
Honky.
Seconder.
McDougall.
All in favor?
Aye.
If I could please have a mover for adjournment at 1:55?
Seconder, please. All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.